One of the important aspects we are going to discuss now is the cost of capital. Everybody knows what is the capital. Capital is nothing but it is the investment made by the investor in the company's shares or equity, which is normally considered as a capital, which can be used by the company for the its various activities. But it is an investment, maybe it is promoter's investment, or it may be from outside investment or investor's fund. For a company, what it costs to making dividend payment, or it is a debt instrument making interest payment, what is the cost of funds, how this capital is deployed, what is the return they are expecting out of it, does it match with the cost of the capital? All these questions comes into the mind of the finance manager. Let us understand what is the cost of the capital in this chapter. The concept of the cost of the capital, which is relating to the cost if you invest the funds of the company and when you intend to borrow for the use of the company, considering some of the aspects that we are going to discuss includes the terms and conditions or terms and definition, understanding for the purpose of understanding the cost of the capital, certain terms are used. We have to understand those terms first, then the cost matrix, then it comes to the weighted average cost capital, then it comes to how to calculate actual cost of debt, cost of equity, cost of borrowing and cost of funds, or COFI, that is cost of fund index. If you understand this little bit, you will come to know what is the cost of the capital that I am deploying or I am availing the investment as a capital. The primary meaning of the cost of the capital is simply the cost of the entity must pay to raise the funds. In simple terms, how much I have to pay if I get to my company this much amount of capital is nothing but the cost of capital. The term can refer to the instance, to the financing cost, which consists of interest rate and the company pay when it secures the loan. The cost of raising the funds, however, is measured in several other ways as well, as most of which carry the name which include cost of so many things, like just how we have mentioned. Capital refers to the funds which are invested in the business, and the capital can come from the different source such as equity, shares, preference shares and debts also. All the capital has a cost. That is invariably true. However, it varies from one source of the capital to another, from one company to another company, and from one period of time to another period of time. Cost of the capital may be defined as the company's cost of collecting the funds. Similarly, this is equal to an average rate of return that the investor in a company will expect for providing the funds to the company. It is minimum rate of return that the project must earn to keep the value of the company intact. The minimum rate of return is equal to the cost of capital. Similarly, the cost of capital is always expressed in terms of percentage, and the proper allowance is made for the tax purpose, and this is done to get the correct picture of the cost of capital. These are the characteristic features of the cost of the capital. The concept of the cost of capital is a major standard in comparison to be used in the financial decision. acceptance and rejection of the investment, which is investment projected, it depends upon the cost that company has to pay to finance it. Good financial management calls for the selection of such projects which are expected to earn the return which are higher than the cost of capital. Whereas it is therefore important for the finance manager to calculate the cost of the capital which the company has to pay as compared to the rate of return which the project is expected to earn. That means receiving investment and deploying for the investment. Difference between those, that is the cost. The cost of the capital is a guideline for determining the optimum capital structure of the company. What are the terms used while understanding the cost of capital? Cost of capital is the cost of organization pays to raise the funds, for example, through the bank loan or by issuing the bond. Cost of capital is expressed as an in annual percentage. Another term used is a weighted average cost of capital, that is WACC. This is the arithmetic average, that is mean, of the capital cost, where the contribution of each capital source is weighed by proportion of total funding it provides. Similarly, WCS is usually expressed in annual percentage. Next one is a cost of borrowing. Cost of borrowing is simply refers to the total amount paid by the debtor to secure a loan and use of funds, including financing cost, account maintenance, loan origination, and other loan related expenses. The cost of borrowing sum will the most likely to be expressed in the currency units such as dollars, pounds, euro, yen, Indian rupees, etc. The cost of debt. Cost of debt is the overall average rate of organizations pays on all its debts, typically consisting of primarily the bonds and the bank loan. And the cost of debt is expressed as an in annual percentage only in their balance sheet. Cost of equity, that is COE, cost of equity, COE, is a part of the company's capital structure which measures the return demanded by the stock market investors who will bear the risk of ownership. Then COE is usually expressed as an annual percentage. And the cost of funds refers to the interest cost that the financial institution pay for the use of money, usually which is expressed in an annual percentage also. And the cost of funds index, that is COFI, cost of fund index refers to the established cost of funds rate for the region. In the United States, for instance, a regional COFI might be a set by Federal Home Loan Bank. Likewise, in India, this is issued or this is announced by the Reserve Bank of India. Then cost matrix. What is the matrix used for determining the cost? A firm's cost of capital is the cost it must pay to raise the funds, either by selling the bond, borrowing, or by equity financing. Organizations typically define their own cost of the capital in one of the two measures or one of the two ways. First one is cost of capital may be taken simply as a financing cost the organization must pay when the borrowing funds, either by securing the loan or by selling the bonds or an equity financing. In either case, cost of the capital would be expressed as an annual interest rate such as 6% or 8.2% or 10%, whatever it may be. If not this, then another way is when evaluating the potential investment, that is purchase, the cost of capital is considered to be the return rate of the company that could earn if it is used, if its money is used as an for an alternative investment with the same risk. That is, the cost of capital is essentially then opportunity cost and investing capital resources for the specific purpose. Means you are getting the investment and you are doing the investment in some other companies. In many organizations, cost of the capital serves as discount rate for discounted cash flow analysis for of the proposed investment actions or the business case as a cash flow scenario. Cost of the capital is also used sometimes to set a hurdle rate or threshold return rate that proposes the investment must exceed in order to receive the funding. Cost of capital percentage can vary greatly between the different companies or organization depending upon such factors as the organization's credit worthiness and the perceived prospects of the survival of the growth. Weighted average cost of the capital, WACC, the firm's cost of the capital from the various sources usually differs somewhat between the different sources of the capital used. The cost of the capital may differ, that is, for the funds raised with the bank loans, sale of bonds or equity financing. These may be the sources. In order to find the appropriate cost of the capital for the firm as a whole, weighted average cost capital, that is WACC, is calculated. This is simply the arithmetic average, or mean you can call it as, where the contribution of the each capital source is weighed by way of the proportion of the total funding provided. WACC is not the same thing as a cost of the debt, because WACC is or can include the source of equity funding as well as debt financing. Like cost debt, however, the WACC calculation is usually shown on an after-tax basis when funding costs are tax deductible. So taxation also is taken into consideration while giving the weighted average to the cost of the capital. There are certain formulas which needs to understand for calculation of WACC, and it is in simplified form it is mentioned that it is a capital cost is a component where each is multiplied by its proportional weight. For example, the simplest term is WACC equal to proportion of the total funding, that is equity funding, multiplied by cost of equity plus proportion of the total funding, that is debt funding, multiplied by cost of that debt multiplied by 1 minus corporate tax rate. A simple summation. So this is way how you can calculate the WACC, cost of the capital. Similar manner, the cost of debt also you can very well calculate. An organization's cost of the debt is effective rate, that is overall average percentage that pays on all its debts, the major part of which typically consists of bonds and the bank loans. The cost of debt is expressed as a percentage either by two ways, before tax and after tax. In case where the interest expenses are tax deductible, the after tax approach is generally considered more accurate or more appropriate, because after tax means after deduction of the tax, whatever the value arrived at, that will be more appropriate. That is what it was considered to be. The after-tax cost date is always lower than the before-tax version. The formula which is provided for calculation of date is like this, and that is always for the after-tax. The cost of debt, it has become a concern from the stockholders, bondholders and potential investor when the company is highly leveraged. That is, there are more debt financing. Highly leveraged position becomes riskier and the less profitable in the poor economy. The cost of debt may also be vague in management decision regarding the asset acquisition or other investment is acquired with the borrowed funds. The additional cost of the debt that comes with the acquisition or investment reduces the value of investment metrics such as return on investment and internal rate of return, that is IRR. Now, let us look at the cost of equity. The company's cost of equity is measured of the return that the stock market demands for the investors who will bear the risk of ownership. Cost of equity is a part of the company's capital structure. Then high cost of equity indicates that market views the company's future as risky, thus requiring the greater return rates to attract the investment. A lower cost of equity indicates just an opposite. Not surprisingly, cost of equity is a central concern to the potential investor applying the capital asset pricing model, that is CAPM, who are attempting to balance expected rewards against the risk of buying and holding the company's stock. There are two most familiar approaches to estimate the cost of equity. That is explained here. One is cost of equity and the dividend capitalization approach, which can be calculated by means of the formula which is provided here. And another one is the cost of the capital asset pricing model, that is CAPM approach, which can be calculated as per the formula provided here. Similarly, situation where the company's stock position regarding to the equity beta and the market risk premium, you can use the CPM data of the above formula and you can calculate the cost of equity like this. Negative beta and positive beta, there are two betas that you will arrive at. Negative beta means the stock tend to rise when the market falls, and the stock tend to fall while market is rising. A positive beta means the stock tend to rise and fall with the market. So, it is maintaining the balance with how the market is moving. Then comes to the cost of borrowing. Cost of borrowing is nothing but the funds which are used in the business, and especially the financial industries. However, the term refers to the total cost to the debtor, and that will pay for the borrowing, which is expressed in the currency unit such as INR, dollar, euro, pound or yen, etc. When a debtor repays the loan over a time, you can calculate the total payment as like repayment of the loan principal, adding into it the cost of the borrowing. That will be the total payment that borrower has to make the payment. And the cost of borrowing may include, for instance, interest payment plus loan origination fee, then loan account maintenance fee, borrower's insurance fee and some other taxes. So there are all these things are included in this cost. Cost of funds and cost of funds in index, see COFI. The term cost of funds, like cost of borrowing, might seem to be applied to the several other terms, but in practice, the proper use of this term refers to the interest cost that financial institution has to pay for their usage of the money. Whereas other kind of business, for example, those were the product manufacturing or service delivery, which raises the funds to the ultimately support for more product production and the service delivery in one way or another, the financial institution makes the money essentially by making funds available to the individual firms or institutions. The funds which are used for this purpose are acquired at the cost or less cost of the funds or less cost of the funds. For banks, for saving loan firms, and cost of funds is the interest cost which they pay to the depositors. For example, certificate of deposit, passbook savings account, then money market account. Bank uses depositors' funds for the loans to issue, but the use of these funds comes with a cost. Therefore, for brokerage firms, cost of funds represent the firm's interest expenses for carrying its inventory of the stock and the bond. Besides the interest expenses, the cost of funds may also include any non-interest cost which is required for the maintenance of the debt and equity funds. Similarly, these non-interest components of the cost of funds that may also include such a things about the labor cost, licensing fee, and etc. And the bank cost funds is related to rates that it's charged to its adjustable rate of loan as well as for its loans and mortgages. And banks will set interest rate for borrowers, which is based on the cost of funds index, that is COFI, for their region. Thank you very much.